I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The search continues for believers kidnapped last week in Bangladesh. A pastor and his daughter were among those taken during a large-scale attack targeting Rohingya Christians in a refugee camp. Partners on the ground tell Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada the girl is now married to an older Muslim man.
As a dad with three daughters, if that was one of my daughters, I would be desperate. Yes, God can be there with us, and he is. But, you know, this is a situation where the family, they need to feel that God is with them. And often these things end tragically, but pray that this girl would be released very soon and that she would not be violated.
Please surround this situation in prayer as it continues to unfold, and find more details in the full report at missionnews.org. And continued financial woes in Lebanon leave Syrian refugees without many options. Yet Triumphant Mercy says many are thinking of heading home. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy says,
but the economical crisis is now taking a toll on all refugees because they can't get jobs like before. Even Lebanese can't get jobs now. The financial crisis is so bad that Lebanese are being laid off work and cannot find ways to sustain their own families.
Without enough money to buy necessities, returning to Syria starts to sound good, yet physical and financial security are problems there as well. Refugees can feel like the situation is hopeless. That's where Triumphant Mercy steps in to share about hope beyond this life in Jesus. Please pray many refugees would experience this hope. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily e-news at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.